Dit is SBS Dutch. Op sbs.com.au/dutch staan nog meer interessante verhalen.
Yeah, Tilo, to me, carnivorous plants are things I see on TV in movies or something. But for you, it's your life.
Yeah, absolutely. It's my biggest passion. It's my study, my work. It's my life.
Yeah, you came to Australia in 2019 from Germany. How did you get passionate about carnivorous plants in Germany?
Basically, it can all be traced back to my 11th birthday when I received a Venus flytrap, which is that very famous carnivorous plant that has these snapping leaves, from my parents. And there was something about this plant, how it eats insects, that I captured around the house and just fed this plant these little insects. There was something about it that just got me captured. Mm. And yeah, since that time, I was extremely passionate about carnivorous plants. I started to grow them in my parents' house. And very quickly, I realized that Germany doesn't have many carnivorous plants in the wild. In fact, it only has three of these sundews. So I quickly realized that, okay, Australia, especially WA, is probably the place for me to end up because it's the center in the world for these plants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you started in 2019, could you ever imagine that what happened recently would happen?
Well, it has been my biggest passion to get out into the field and search for new species or new populations of new species. So that is something that has always been extremely important to me. And so many, I already had many exciting finds. But this one recently was, I think, one of the most important ones.
Can you take us back to that day? What was the reason for the search for this specific plant?
Yeah, sure. So this particular species, which is called Drosera silvicola, is one of the rarest species that we have in WA. It is really only known from a couple of locations, one of which is basically threatened by mining activities in the Darling Range. So it's not a secure site. And the other one, that is the one that we tried to find. But it wasn't recorded for over 30 years from that location. And we really wanted to see if it's still there. And that was our objective for the day.
It's like a needle in a haystack.
Indeed. Especially when you consider this, the size of this plant, which is just a few centimeters.
Mm. Yeah, so you then go out and about and look for certain conditions because you know what habitat this plant's like. How can you describe the habitat?
When you look for these rare species, they tend to occur in a very narrowly defined area that only has a particular soil type or a particular vegetation type where it tends to grow in. And this particular species is known to only occur high up on tall hills, on tallest hills in the Darling Range, where it grows with Jarrah forests and these laterite soils, but with very open vegetation. So it likes to grow in these bare patches of soil. And that's how we tried to narrow down the area where it may occur. But it took a long time until we actually found it.
Yeah, and it was, in the end, sort of accident you found it.
Yes, we didn't plan to go to that particular spot beforehand. It was just, I guess, an instinct reaction to just visit this particular spot that just looked right somehow. And yeah. We were really fortunate to find it finally.
Yeah, because you drove past a patch and you thought, hey, this looks like a great place. We might find it here. You went out and you did.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. It was basically at the end of the day, we already had spent like many hours of searching without success. And I was honestly getting quite doubtful that this old record was actually valid. You know, when you're talking old records from decades ago, some of these may be quite inaccurate or like the location is actually somewhere completely different. And I was starting to think around those lines when you finally found that one place where it actually grows.
And then you did a happy dance.
Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah, how was it to see it then? Because, oh, we did not even discuss, how does it look like?
Yeah, so I already mentioned it's a really small thing, right? We're talking about 2 or 3 centimeters in size. It's a tiny little thing that has these long thread-like leaves, at the end of which they produce small sticky tentacles. And it is with these sticky tentacles that it captures like small flies and small midges. But it also, in addition to that, has a nice and quite large flower that has a pink color with a dark red center that is very distinctive and unusual among the carnivorous plants. And I think it's really beautiful.
Yeah, it looks amazing. It's very pretty. So now you've found the patch. What's the next step? I feel like I'm cursing, but are you going to take some and do research, or, you know, you want it to be safe?
Yes. So the most important thing is to officially record this population and the exact parameters around that population. And it's important to point out I didn't go there on my own. I was actually part of a team, a dedicated team of 10 people from the Wildlife Society of Western Australia and the Australian Wildlife Conservancy, who all looked for this plant on that day. And it's, of course, a great thing to have 20 eyes, so we were 10 people, 20 eyes looking for a small plant like this over a huge area. That is, I think, a really important aspect here. Mm. And yeah, basically, next step is to officially collect a specimen from this population and lodge it with the Western Australian Herbarium, where like all these official records of rare plants are lodged. And that way it can officially be protected in that area.
Yeah, well, fantastic. Congratulations. And thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you so much. It has been an exciting find for sure.
Wil je nog meer soortgelijke verhalen? Luister via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify of waar je je podcasts dan ook vandaan haalt.